This learning module is entitled Find and Replace. This lesson introduces you to both the Find and Replace dialogues, as well as techniques that will help you narrow your search based on criteria specified within these dialogues. Currently, the only applications that I've got running are JAWS for Windows and HJPAD. My insertion point is in the upper left-hand corner of an empty document, as I just launched HJPAD. We're going to navigate to and find the find.txt document, which you can locate in the JAWS 4.0/training/ENU subfolder, assuming that you accepted the default folder when installing JAWS for Windows on your computer. I'm going to press Ctrl-O now.
Ctrl-O, open dialog, file name, colon, edit, type and text, Alt-N.
Now remember, the new default look-in folder for HJPAD is the My Documents folder, and our training materials are located in the training/ENU folder. So in this case, I'm simply going to type in the text to locate that file. I'm in the file name edit field, so I'll type in that text now.
C:\backslash/JAWS40\training/ENU\FIND.txt.
And now I'll press Enter to open this document.
Enter, edit, type and text.
The Find and Find and Replace dialogues in HJPAD are two distinctly separate dialogues. In some word processors, these two features are included in one multi-level dialog box, but that's not the case in HJPAD, as activating either of these features will bring you into a single-page dialog. The Find feature is a convenient way of locating specific text within a document. You may want to use the Find feature as a navigational tool, which you can use for locating a specific string of text for review purposes, or with the intention of making changes to that specific string of text. The Find dialog can be activated from the Edit pull-down menu of the HJPAD application, or you can simply press the hotkey combination of Control plus the letter F, as in Find. I'm going to press Control F now.
Control F, Find dialog, Find what, colon, edit, type and text, Alt N.
Since this is the first time that I've gotten into this Find dialog in the HJ application, the PC cursor is in an empty edit field in which I can specify the string of text that I would like to search for. You'll see as we go through this lesson that previously defined strings of text in this edit field are retained the next time we activate the Find dialog. So, since this is the first time I've been in the Find dialog in HJPAD, the edit field is empty. I'm going to do a search for the word HJPAD, and then I'm going to quickly show you the other controls in this dialog. I'll type in HJPAD now.
HJPAD.
Next, I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, match whole word only, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt-W.
By default, this checkbox is not checked. I'm going to go ahead and press Shift-F1 to get Windows help on this particular control.
Shift-F1 finds only whole words instead of searching for your text inside longer words.
Okay, so Windows help tells us that checking this checkbox will result in only finding this word as it appears all by itself, as opposed to within or as a part of another word. I'm now going to press Escape to get out of the Windows help.
Escape, find.txt-hjpad, find dialog, match whole word only, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt-W.
I'm going to leave this checkbox not checked and tab to the next control.
Tab, match case, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt-C.
Here, we end up in the Match Case checkbox, and, by default, it is not checked. Checking this option will make your find case-sensitive. We've got HJPAD spelled two different ways in this document. First, in our header line, it's spelled with all capital letters, HJPAD. And, within the body of the actual document, it's spelled with a capital HJP and lowercase AD. So, if we were to check this option to make our find case sensitive, we would only be able to search for one or the other occurrence of the word HJPAD, and we would have to specify in our edit field whether or not we wanted HJPAD to appear as all caps, or as just having the first three letters of the word HJPAD capitalized. I'm going to leave this item unchecked so it finds all occurrences of the word HJPAD and disregard whether or not it appears in upper or lowercase letters. I'm going to press the Tab key now to move to the next control.
Tab, find next button to activate, press spacebar, Alt F.
Here's the Find Next button, and we don't need to tab over to this button every time we want to activate it. We can simply type in the word in the edit field that we'd like to search for and press Enter, because the Find Next button is the default button. I'm going to press Tab to move to the next control.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press spacebar.
Here's a cancel button that will get us out of the dialog without searching for anything. Again, remember you can always press escape to get out of a dialog without changing anything. I'll press the tab key again.
Tab, find what colon edit, HJPAD, type in text, Alt N.
And you can hear we're back in our find what edit field. So as I mentioned earlier, I don't have to activate that find next button by pressing enter on it. I'm just going to press enter from within this edit field.
Enter.
Now, I didn't hear anything spoken, so I'm going to do what we call a read word in context. Insert plus the letter C.
Using find and replace an HJPAD.
So here we've come across our first occurrence of the word HJPAD, and it appears and is spoken by JAWS as HJPAD. That's because it's in all capital letters. Let's press Enter to find the next occurrence of HJPAD.
Enter.
And I'll do Insert C to read the word in context.
The Find feature allows you to search for specific text within a HJPAD.
And in this occurrence of the word HJPAD, it's actually spoken the way it's supposed to be, because the correct spelling is actually capital HJP and lowercase AD. I'm going to press Enter to activate the Find Next dialog box one more time.
Enter Find Dialog, HJPAD Dialog, HJPAD has finished searching the document, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
We're informed that HJPAD has finished searching the document, and our focus is placed on an OK button that I'll activate now by pressing the spacebar.
Space to navigate to tab.
When we cleared the OK dialog, we're back in our Find dialog in the Find What edit field, in which we could type either new text or tab to any of the other controls in this dialog and specify new find criteria. Let's go ahead and exit the Find dialog and activate the Find and Replace dialog. I'll press the Escape key to exit this dialog and place my focus back into my main document edit window.
Escape, find.txt-hjpad, edit, type in text.
Now, I'm going to do a say line, insert up arrow, to read the current line.
The Find feature allows you to search for specific text within a HJPAD.
Our insertion point is located on the line containing the word that we last searched for within the Find dialog. The Find feature starts at the location of the insertion point and goes to the end of the document. After it's gone to the end of the document, it returns to the top of the document and continues the search all the way up to the insertion point again. So generally, it's a good idea to return your insertion point to the top of a document before carrying out a find command. What we're going to do now is a find and replace. First, I'm going to move back to the top of the document by pressing the Windows key, Control Home.
top of file using Find and Replace in HJPAD.
Now we can activate the Find and Replace menu option from within the Edit pull-down menu, but we can also activate it with a quick key command or a hotkey, Control plus the letter H. I'll go ahead and press Control H now.
Control H, replace dialog, find what colon edit HJPAD, type in text, Alt N.
Again, we're placed into a Find What edit field, and in that edit field we've got the word HJPAD highlighted. The reason it's highlighted is so that we can go ahead and overwrite this text if we wanted to. There are some additional controls in this dialog that have to do with the replace option. After I specify text in my Find What edit field, you'll see that when we tab to the next control, it's going to be a Replace With edit field, so we can specify what we want to replace the original word or phrase with. I'm going to go ahead and overwrite the currently specified word in our Find field to make sure I have it typed the way I want it, which is HJP, all caps, and then lowercase AD. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and press Tab to move to the Replace With edit field.
Tab, replace with colon edit, type in text, Alt P.
And now I want to type in capital HJP and lowercase AD.
HJPAD.
Now that we've specified that in our Replace With edit field, I'm going to press Tab to move to the next control.
Tab, match all word only, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar, Alt-W.
Well, since in this document, HJPAD appears as a whole word by itself and not part of another word, we'll leave this checkbox unchecked and move on. I'll press Tab again.
Tab, match case, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar, Alt-C.
Again, we don't need to match case, we just simply want to look for the words HJPAD and replace them with the capitalized HJP and lowercase AD. I'm going to press the Tab key to move to the next control.
Tab, find next button to activate, press spacebar, Alt F.
I'm going to press Tab again and move to the next control.
Tab, replace button to activate, press spacebar, Alt R.
I'm going to press Tab one more time, and we'll land on a Replace All button.
Tab, replace all button to activate, press spacebar, Alt A.
Since this is what we want to do, replace all of the instances in HJPAD with the correct spelling, I'm going to press the spacebar now.
Space, replace dialog, HJPAD dialog, HJPAD has finished searching the document, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
I'll press spacebar to get rid of this dialog box that says it's finished.
Space to navigate new tab.
And we're placed back in the replace dialog. So I'll press escape to get out of that.
Escape, find.txt-hjpad, edit, type in text.
Now, I'm going to move back to the top of the document with the Windows keystroke, Control Home.
Top of file using find and replace in HJPAD.
And it read that first line. Remember, when we read it before, it spelled out HJPAD. This time, the Find and Replace has replaced it with capital HJP and lowercase AD, which is exactly what we wanted. Just to verify that, I'm going to do a say word to find out what word I'm on, which should be the first word of the sentence.
Using.
And next word, insert right arrow.
Find and replace in HJPAD.
And now I'll spell this word with insert 55.
HJPAD.
And you heard the HJP capitalized and the AD in lowercase. Practice further with different words. Feel free to go in and check your checkboxes for match case and other checkboxes to search and replace. And feel free to practice as much as you want. Once you've finished practicing, close the document with Alt plus F4. And say no to saving the changes so that you can always come back and practice later.